Today's episode is brought to you by Muscle Egg. Muscle Egg is 100% liquid egg whites that are uniquely flavored to satisfy your sweet tooth. I've been using Muscle Egg for years now, and honestly, it's the only way I can eat eggs. I'm a very picky eater, I know. Anyway, try the Muscle Egg for yourself. The link is in description below.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bikini and the Brain podcast. My name is Ashley, and I am here with the man, the myth, the legend, Adam Bonilla from TeamElitePhysique.com, and we have some super exciting news to share.
So Ashley is now a bona fide superhero.
Yes.
She's going to be Thor's assistant.
Yes.
But Ashley won the Ooh. Wasatch Warrior.
Yes.
Pro show just days ago.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I feel like the show was like a redemption for me since the one previously just didn't go so well, which we're going to definitely get into because I saved that topic for after the Wasatch Warrior in hopes that I would make improvements so I can have more to talk about and share and how we made improvements. So I think that's like a good topic for today is just... You know, improvements from show to show and how you gotta listen to the judges, what they're telling you.
Yeah, I think that's super big because a lot of times people get on stage their very first time and then like they have all these expectations. I'm gonna win the overall, I'm gonna do good, I'm gonna do this. And then sometimes it didn't go your way, especially in bikini. Bikini is just, I always say it's such a volatile division because you can be, look exactly the same, one day win and one day play six because you weren't muscular enough and then one day be too muscular compared to everyone else there and you know, you were too muscular. So it's a tough division. Very, very subjective division. And so I think it's really important show to show to like make improvements, to listen to the judges' feedback. And that's kind of what we did. And I think that's good for everyone out there listening that's going through this process because it's a process to find what the judges like best on your particular frame. Mm-hmm. So Ashley,
yes,
how are you feeling first off?
Well, I'm going into another peak week. So it's like I'm always on the go, right? It's like, I don't know. It's the life I chose, but it's okay. My next show is Pittsburgh. So this will come out in time, I believe, right? Before Pittsburgh? Yeah. So I won't know how I do in Pittsburgh till after this podcast gets aired. But yeah, that's a big show. Really big show. It's probably, I want to say, might even be like the second or third biggest show this year since the Arnold doesn't seem to be happening.
It's definitely going to be.
It's got to be number
second,
two.
The second biggest show. There's a lot. They have 20 just wellness people. I don't know how many bikini they have. That must mean they have like at least 30, but 40, yeah. Probably 40 bikini. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, even the last show had 30 something bikini competitors. Yeah. I think it was like 34, 32. Yeah. So that one, and it's all, the thing is with that show too is JM, it's JM does a lot of that show, like promoting and whatnot. And that show, he reaches out to, everyone loves JM. JM's like basically like the dad of like the IFBB, I would say. He's everyone's friend. He knows everyone. He's like, he's just super into it. He's an awesome guy for the sport. Like, awesome. He actually won an award too.
Yeah, I saw he got one of these.
Yeah, it was, what was the award? It was like, it was for being like that, for being like, you know, always being there. I don't know how the guy does it. He's been doing it for so long, travels every weekend. He knows everyone. He's always like super positive and giving you help and guidance. But with that comes a lot of people that want to support his show and because he's, you know, everyone does know him and he's helped everyone. They want to go and support his show and do his show. So, and he's also been reaching out to people. So there's probably like, I want to say there's probably going to be close to 40 bikini competitors.
Oh, there's going to be more. I bet you there's going to be more. It's so prestigious. Yeah. I mean, you saw how they were promoting it. Like you mentioned, man, they promoted the heck out of it, which is great.
Yeah,
it's they're good at what they do. But it's such a, like, I don't know, it's a prestigious show. It's like a show that you go in trying to impress the judges big time to get your name out there to get recognized. So I wouldn't doubt if there's more. Yeah. Than 40. Just thinking, like, if this show, Wasatch Warrior, was 30-something, there's got to be more than just 10 competitors this doing probably. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and the Arnold's, we don't know if it's going to be available, at least not in the U.S. It might be in the U.K., but I don't know in the U.S. what's going to happen with that. You know,
I would assume that it's not happening, and here's why. Is because the alternative date they gave was June something, and I'm assuming if that were the case that they were going to have it, we would have heard by now.
Yeah.
Especially for like the people setting up booths, the vendors and everything like that. You know, you got to prep for it, of course.
Yeah.
So that's even just like 3 months itself. So I'm assuming it's not happening.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
And then the Rock Show is not happening now.
Yeah, too. The Rock Show isn't happening
either.
So
yeah, it's probably going to be the biggest. It's going to be the biggest show. Yeah, it's going to be huge. So
and then probably New York Pro after that. Usually Pittsburgh is a little bigger than New York Pro, but I mean, you can't, of course, you can't control who shows up and stuff like that. I mean, you say a show's big, but maybe it doesn't turn out to be, or vice versa, or maybe like another show that's not expected to be big turns out to be huge. So you never know who shows up. You can't control it. You never know till literally stage day, because some people turn in the contracts late. So
that's true. Yeah, and with this show, they're probably you know, it's going to be a big prestigious show, so they'll probably allow the last week for people to check in for their contracts. So anyway, this is going to be a good one. So if you guys are you have the opportunity watching this one, it is going to be live and really cool for if you're men's physique, bikini. I always go, and even the last show with bikini, I went out early. I wanted to watch the men's physique posing routine, see what was changing, stay with up to date with the trends, and that's something that all of you should do with doing your bikini posing too. So you're a week out yesterday? Yeah, Friday, right? You're competing on Friday?
Yeah, so today is Friday.
Yeah, so you'll be 1 week out. Oh, today's Friday. So you're 1 week out. Yep.
Yes. So what's unique about this show is I compete on Friday, which I don't think I've competed on Friday before. So that's different. And also what's unique is I won't even be going on stage till like 7 or later. 7 p.m. P.m., not a.m. Yeah. P.m. And the reason why is they're doing pre-judging and finals together, which I'm actually so happy for. Because let me tell you, the worst part about competing on show day is just that time in between pre-judging and finals, because you can't do anything. It's not like you can go out and eat. Well, some people do, but we sure as heck don't. You can't do anything fun. You can't shower. You just gotta stay chill.
Yeah.
And then whenever you're alone in your hotel room with nothing to do, you start to overthink things. And then you just like play out different scenarios in your head. It's like, what a place I got, just tell me. So it's just like, the waiting game is sucks. So there is no waiting game for this show, but I don't go on till like night, which I'm definitely a morning person. So let's see if I can keep the energy at night. Let's see.
Yeah, and this is a good show for future shows too, because all the main judges that are going to be like at the Olympia are going to be there too. So Tyler, Sandy, Steve, I mean, there's going to be, it's basically the who's who of judges at the Olympia is going to pretty much be at Pittsburgh too. So it's really good to kind of get in front of them, get some advice, get some workout. So after the first show, you know, you want to talk about the first show?
And then... Yeah. So I went, as I mentioned a few podcasts ago, I went to Pittsburgh right after the Clash show, which was in Orlando, Florida. I was like, okay, I'm already on the East Coast time zone. Let's just go to Pittsburgh and do like photo video shoot with JM. So, Tyler also lives in Pittsburgh, and he was a judge there. So I was like, okay, I'll just get my feedback from him whenever I go to Pittsburgh, because there was a long, long line after the show. I wouldn't have gotten to bed till like really late if I would have stayed. But I was like, yeah, I'm just going to see him tomorrow anyway. So anyway, I got feedback, and it was kind of what I was expecting, but it wasn't little bit of physique feedback, but mostly it was the posing. And I still go back in my head, and I like just want to punch myself for making the stupidest mistake. And I felt so dumb on my first prejudging presentation of the year at Clash. I don't know what happened. This has never happened to me before, but I just like got on stage and I like almost forgot everything. It was the weirdest thing. I shouldn't do that. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I got too nervous or if I started overthinking things. We did add some stuff to the routine, though. Maybe that threw me off. But I just kind of like drew a blank once I got on stage. I was like stiff. I was like it's one of those shows I just want to forget, honestly. I can't explain it. But my posing was horrendous. And it didn't even look like that like the day before. Even when I practiced before going on stage, like in the hotel room with Anya, didn't look like that. But once I got on stage, I don't know what got into me. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but yeah, very frustrating. But anyway, most of the feedback was the posing. It was just kind of choppy and didn't blend. It wasn't smooth. And I agree. It was bad. Finals was a lot better, but pre-judging was a mess. And especially in bikini, most of the, if not all of the judging is done in pre-judging. So it's kind of like a little too late to redeem myself by finals. But I was really mad at myself for making such a stupid mistake. Because here's the thing. Placing doesn't necessarily determine how I feel about a show, if I'm happy or if I'm mad at myself at the end of the day. What will determine that is, how did I perform and how did I look? And in comparison to my previous like showings, right? So in this show, I felt like my physique was really good. I was bubbly, I was poppy, but I just, the mess of posing just kind of, you couldn't even see how it looked. And for that, I was really like irritated and mad and frustrated at myself. So I didn't leave that show feeling like super awesome, right? I got third place, but again, it's not the placing. It's the fact that I made a stupid mistake. I hate making stupid mistakes, and I should never make that stupid of a mistake. I mean, no show will ever be perfect. You know, there will always be something that's a little off, whether it be like, oh, there was a stick up in my hair, or, oh, like, you know, I might have stumbled a little bit on this little walk thing, or maybe my abs are a little too lean on this show. There's always something that's not perfect, but I feel like I shouldn't have messed up as bad as I did, and I was so irritated with myself. But yeah, going back to the judges' feedback, it was a lot just posing, basically. They said, don't get any leaner. I think they mentioned, Sandy, you talked to Sandy. She said, if you want to get a little softer, you could, or fuller, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can get a little fuller, but you're fine, I guess.
Yeah, it was one of those in-betweens.
In-between. So just like, yeah, maybe just stay, see where you're at. Yeah. If you want to get a little fuller, maybe, but nothing leaner. But yeah, that was like my feedback. And also, not to push too... I hate this. I hate hearing this part. Not to push too hard in my back pose. I hate, it's a frustrating thing for me too, because I've gone back and forth with this a few times with like getting this same feedback. And I think honestly what's happening is like my back is just already so arched naturally because I have a pelvic anterior tilt that it looks like I'm bending over more than I am, but I'm also not, because I can see the girls next to me. And in my photos, I'm like, I'm really straight. But again, it's like a structure thing and everyone's different. So I've always gotten that feedback that I bent over too much, even though I think it's just like my back positioning and just how I'm built. But mostly it was just like the presentation.
Yeah, and I think we should go into that a little bit more too. Because it's something we've been dealing with for 3 years with the back pose. So the back pose, and this is how I kind of explain it. So she has, like if she's just standing there and you see her backstage and she's just standing there, it looks like she's arching her back already because she's so tilted. Like her, it's like almost like her lower back is like fused, like in a round, like it's round and fused. Like it's an anterior pelvic tilt that's like really extreme. So even when we do things like glute bridges and whatnot, like it hurts the lower back sometimes because it's already in that tightened arched position. So the problem is because just because she's built like that doesn't mean she's pushing like the other girls when she's in that same position. That's like her starting point and everyone else is their finishing point. So when Ashley pushes more and arches more, it looks more extreme and they think she's bending over more, which is understandable. But the problem is that we can't show the tie-ins for how good they actually are because we're limited to how much we can push. And we're limited by like 50%. It's not even a little bit of limitation. It's like, I mean, is it even more than 50%? I mean, it's...
I don't know. All I know is like, I feel like I'm... I really pay attention not to bend over much. And I'm, you know, so...
So it's like you're competing against everyone else who's able to push 100% and show their tie-ins 100%. And you can only have... You just have to keep developing yours because you can only show yours 50%. So it's definitely like... Our Achilles heel.
That's frustrating. Yeah, yes.
So we've gone over it. Luckily, we went over it again at the Wasatch.
Yes, for the Wasatch, I was like, I am not getting this feedback ever again. Like, I'm sick of hearing the feedback that I'm like bending over too much. So I'm like, I'm literally just standing up straight. And boy, did I stand up straight. Yeah. And I'm looking at my photos from the Wasatch and I'm like, oh, I need a little push. Like, because nothing's popping. Because, you know, it's, everyone else is pop, and it's hard to tell how much they're actually pushing until you see like a profile from the stage. Like you have to be on the side of the stage where like the expediter would be to actually see the push of some girls, because some girls can hide it really well. And especially like if you're in that middle position, you can't tell how much they're pushing from the judge's standpoint. So like, I mean, Yeah, I can't even look at my back shot from this last weekend because I'm like, oh my God, I need to push a little bit. Please let me push. Let me push.
So luckily after the show, we talked to Tyler and we're like, okay, we explained to him the situation that we've been trying and dealing with this. And he was like, okay, right about there. So he let you have a little bit of push now.
Yeah, so now for Pittsburgh, I can push a little bit.
Yeah, and we're going to see Sandy on Saturday, tomorrow. See Sandy tomorrow. And we're going to kind of go over it again too and try to come up with this.
For our seminar, by the way. There's a seminar in Vegas. It's not like we're just meeting up.
Yeah, there's a seminar in Vegas. Yeah, so yeah.
That we're going to.
Yeah.
So, just had to clarify.
So yeah, so this is just, I think this is like a good example of, for everyone out there listening, they're like, man, it seems so, like, such a minor thing. Like, you should be able to push and show your glutes as much as you want. Well, again, different physiques require different requirements from the judges, what they want to see from the judges. That's why you'll see some girls that are doing really well and they're softer. And that's what the judges want from them. You'll see some girls who are shredded, ripped, and you're like, man, how come she looks too lean? Like, if you look at, I forgot how to say her name. Is it Ellie or Ely? Ely? The at the Wasatch Warrior, she comes in shredded at all her shows. She's always super shredded. And most people, when they would see someone that shredded in bikini, like, oh, she's too lean. Well, she does really well that lean. So obviously she's like started at a certain point, and then the judges were like, oh, you gotta be a little tighter, you gotta be a little tighter, whatever. And now she just comes in and she's really tight and they like it on her. But if someone else were to do that same thing, they would probably be like, oh, not for you, you know, type of thing. So it's very different per person. Some girls are really, really pushing hard. And so it's important to get feedback from the judges, get feedback from a coach, your coach, do a physique assessment, whatever, to get to progress it. But I always like, so I do a lot of physique assessments and I say I like to do them after the show because I get the show pictures. And it's just a lot more useful than someone who's like, you know, 6 months out from a show.
Right.
Because you can see everything popping. You can see everything. So that's when I like doing them. You know, I do like 10 a week. But the, and so it's an important part of this. People don't talk about it. They talk about the working out, the diet, all this. But getting feedback from the judges, improving from show to show, that's the important thing. I think too often people go the opposite way. They do the show and then they just go way back to where they were before. And instead of like making that progression from show to show, they're just trying to get back to where they were. And those are the people that don't really excel. But luckily with you, you know, you stay tight.
Right.
You talk to the judges and you're like, okay, I got a show in 2 weeks, a month, 6 weeks, whatever. How do I get better from there? Versus, all right, cool. I got a show in a month. I'm going to take this week off. I'm going to eat whatever I want. And then I'll start working hard again. And then it's like, you know, you're just trying to get back, you know, at that point. Yeah. So
I think like, see, this is another thing too. Well, going back to the back post thing, it's like, I think at one time, like back a few years ago, I was pushing really hard. And I think that was more of like the trend back then too. But now since wellness, they don't want to bend over like the wellness girls. The wellness girls get to really bend. Jealous. But they don't want that. But I think that's always kind of been like they're super aware of it because I used to do that. Like, but here's the thing. It's like whenever you're getting judges' feedback, I think something important to really realize is what they want for you and what they would like to see from you to perform better on stage isn't necessarily what you might want, right? So, for example, if I had my way, I would push really a lot. If I had my way, I would come in way leaner because I think that's what looks best on me. But you kind of have to like, you know, be open to the criticism and kind of adapt. And even though you might not feel as comfortable being softer or leaner or, you know, standing more upright, you got to listen and you got to take it in because at the end of the day, they know best, right? And it's kind of like sometimes it's like a hard thing to hear, but that's how you grow. And if you just keep doing things your way and not listening to your coach, not listening to your feedback from the judges, how are you going to improve? You know, you're just going to do things your way. So it's like sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's necessary to make improvements.
Yeah. And I see that all the time, like all the time with people who say they want to excel and they say they want to excel in the sport. And then I'll be like, well, your legs are too big, whatever. Right. And usually it's a lot of times a leg thing. And then I'll be like, just take it easy on your legs for a while, you know, because your legs are just, they're just too muscular. They're overpowering your body, whatever. And then you'll see them in the gym crushing the legs, crushing squats, crushing deadlifts, crushing leg press. And I'm like, oh, it's just once a week. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. They're already overpowering. So like, It does take some sacrifice because people like to lift, you know, like to lift heavy. They like to do their own thing. They like to push the way they want to push because your glutes do look better when you push hard. Mm-hmm. So like if you were like, no, I'm just going to push, like, well, they'd be like, well, you're just going to keep getting 10th place, you know. So it's good that you're I would say something that's really good about you is you're very, and I really liked, to be honest, after the class show, I really liked seeing that side of you because, mm-hmm. you know, you were like, it wasn't, you didn't take a loss, like, you weren't like, you didn't take it like, oh man, that's BS, I should have won, and it wasn't, and there was none of that. It was literally like, next day, okay, here's my pictures, here's this, here's that, here's what I need to improve on, mm-hmm. we need to talk to the judges, where'd we go wrong, let's figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. so we talked, I mean, we had some like serious talks about improving and whatnot, and you were like, you just took it the right way. And it was really, I think it was really important people to learn and to see that, like, you're going to have your ups and downs no matter what. No matter who you are, you're going to have ups and downs. You know, we've seen big names get first place in a show and then sixth place, like, the next weekend. And so, it just, you took it really well. I really, like, you're very coachable, you know, in that regard. It was really cool to see, like, that side. I mean, I don't prefer you having to go through that, but we had to go through and, like, relook at things. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's try this. Let's fill out a little more. Let's, mm-hmm. you know, these types of things. So it was like, and it was just like, and you're just game for it. And I think that was really cool and a really commendable part of you being an athlete. You know, you're just like, okay, what do we got to do? Let's do it. Uh-huh. And then you just did it, even though it was kind of risky to do it too.
Yeah.
Like the loading of the last show.
Oh, like, yeah. You know. And you know what's funny too is like, initially the Wasatch War, it wasn't like one of my shows that I initially planned for. Like, I said, you know, I might do it or whatever, but it wasn't like something that I was like planning on from the get-go. Because there are, you know, a list of shows that I'm like, oh no, I'm doing it. Like,
yeah.
like Mile High, like Pittsburgh, you know, those kind of shows. So it's like, after I competed in the Clash, I was like, oh no, I gotta fix this right away. No. Mm-mm. It was like a freaking itch that needed to be scratched. I'm like, oh no, I gotta redeem myself ASAP. And not even necessarily with the placing, but like, again, just cleaning up the posing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I gotta fix this. The first one I'm jumping in. So that was the Wasatch. And I'm glad I did. And it was kind of like, in a way, a little bit risky because, again, going into Pittsburgh, because I knew I was going to do Pittsburgh, I was like, man, if I get two bad shows in a row, like, my confidence is just going to be like worse, right? So we were kind of taking a little risk.
Yeah,
I could have taken that like what month off and just be like, I'm just going to you know, work on myself and see what happens, or kind of fix this mental block that I have, risking doing the same or worse, right? But I'm glad I did, because now I'm like, okay, whew, I got this, come on. We're back at it. But I think something too that we should mention that we changed from Clash to Wasatch, and it has again to do with the feedback of the judges. When I talk to the judges, like, so this whole year, right, of last year, it was like, I always heard like, oh, you need to like really add more things to your routine to make it more elaborate. And you know what I mean? And that was definitely the trend, right? But me, I'm like a poser that's more like, I've always been an athletic type, right? Definitely not sexy. I don't see myself as like a sexy, slow, like giving you those looks. Like, that's not me. You should see my sexy face. It's funny. but I'm more of like a bouncy, like athletic kind of person. And sometimes I'm a little too fast because I'll be walking. And even when I walk in real life, I'm pretty fast. But on stage, I got to remember to slow it down. But, you know, I've always heard, like, you got to be more elaborate and you got to, you know, sex it up some and just be, you know, kind of like that vibe. And I kind of let that get to me a little bit because I kind of tried a little bit of that. I mean, not full out sexy, but, like, I definitely added some elaborate movements to the posing routine. And in the end, didn't do me any justice. It made it worse. And when I talked to the judges, I was like, well, I talked to Tyler. And I was like, As far as like routine, do you prefer a more elaborate, sultry routine, or is it okay to be bouncy and cutesy and more fun, I guess, of a poser? And he's like, no, be you. How you're posing before was fine. You haven't had any problems with the routine itself. Guess the lesson is don't try to be somebody you're not.
Yeah.
Right. Again, not to say I was like trying to be sexy at the Clash, but I was definitely trying to be very elaborate, and I added in all these new things that were, I mean, just so new to me that it just threw me off when I should have just kind of kept with the basics. And of course, I can still always improve on the basics itself, But I think more of a gradual, like adding on to things is fine. But I don't need to be super elaborate. And I don't need to have a super long routine, you know? I think the longer you're on stage and you add things to your routine, the more they can find a flaw. And I think I've heard Sandy say that before too.
Yeah, she has said that.
The longer your routine, the longer it is for us to find your flaws. So stick with the basics, stick with what poses look good on you. And you can always take your time and go slower with those, but don't try to purposely add in stuff. And that's kind of what I tried to do. Because I had the shortest presentation, like out of all the pros. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, maybe I should take my time a little more and add some more stuff. And I shouldn't have. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like for the Wasatch, I eliminated a lot of those poses. I went back to the basics, but added a little bit to the basics. Like added on a little bit of what I was doing last year, just added on to it. And it worked better for me. It wasn't the most elaborate presentation out there, but at least it was a lot cleaner than the previous, and that was fine. So just a lesson for you guys out there. Don't try to add in stuff. I mean, as a pro though, they're longer anyway. The presentations are like two or three times as long as an NPC competitor. But even at the pro level, stick to what you're good at, I guess.
Yes.
Is that a, word that correctly?
Good. I think it's good. And it's a lesson that we tell everyone too, especially when they're getting started, is like be your natural self in your posing routine. If you're not the sexy girl, don't be the sexy girl. If you're not the, you know, if you're the athletic girl, be the athletic girl. If you're the cutesy girl, be the cutesy girl, whatever. Like be you in your posing routine. And we talk about that, the posing all the time. And with you, we were trying to like slow it down. If you look at like the top 10 girls, they're all posing very slow, very sultry now, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe we got to conform to that a little bit more. But really the judges are like, no, it's fine. You don't have to. It's fine. It's like they like your posing the way it was before. Maybe slow it down a little bit. Yeah. And that's basically it. Yeah. So
I think I overcomplicated it is what happened is I overcomplicated, overthought it. And yeah. Hey, that's a learning lesson though.
Yeah.
It's a learning lesson. And I'm still learning. We're all still learning.
This thing's so heavy, but take it off.
You're gonna make neck gains.
This thing is so heavy. This is like, so you guys can see it. It's like, for you guys who are listening only, I'm holding her hammer, her Thor hammer. What do you think this is? 15 pounds?
I don't know. I can use that as a weight. Oh my gosh.
This thing is, it's
solid.
Their stuff at the Wasatch is like legit heavy.
I like how it's a different like trophy too. I've gotten swords, I've gotten medals. I mean, I also got a medal there too, but like, we don't got one of these.
No.
Why do they give out weapons a lot in the sport?
To give out weapons.
Swords, hammers.
Yeah.
Next is going to be those like ninja stars.
Remember that one time you won an AK-47?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, keep that at my house. Remember that one time I won a bulldozer and a bazooka gun?
Yeah, I heard they're giving out a nuke for the Olympia this year.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
So as far as, Ashley likes that one. So as far as the Pittsburgh goes, so where are we at with everything there? I mean, we came in today, did a check-in today, just right now.
Yes. So I think I did rebound a little bit more than the previous show, and it could be a variety of things, who really knows. I did rebound a little bit. That is true. Just a little bit, though. Nothing crazy, nothing like, you know, that like.
I would say it's like 1 to 2 pounds.
1 to 2 pounds.
Yeah.
But could be that we still don't even know. The excess amount of carbs that I could have had or just, I don't know. But I'm still like in the mix. So we got like another 5 days to kind of clean it up a little bit, get a little tighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the show, I didn't have anything crazy. I just had like, I guess, a lot more carbs than I'm used to. Lots of carbs, lots of carbs.
During the show week. So, yeah. And I think in terms of preparation, you know, it's always going to be situational. The last one, the goal was to get too lean so we could load hard. And we kind of talked about the last time. And we did it. And it worked. And she won. Everything worked out really, really well. The look, Sandy and Tyler both said they liked that look on her. They said they liked it. You know, it's something that we have to still figure out because Ashley does look more crisp at when she's a little tighter. And so it's kind of like this balancing, okay, do we go for that look or is this really what's going to win? And it's kind of one of those things. So you just don't fully know. But going into this show, we're trying to, luckily she's still maintaining some fullness because of those carbs from just a week ago.
I'm popping out here.
Yeah, still popping. And so we have another week to really get a little bit leaner without having to fill up nearly as much this time. Because she had some carbs in reserve. And she's going to have a really light load this time because, one, we can't afford the heavy load because we can't afford spilling it all this time. And it's always different per show. So I think it's good to be like, you got to be really understanding that it's not always about chasing fullness. You know, it's rare that you're going to sacrifice fullness for conditioning or sacrifice conditioning for fullness. and so in this scenario, I think we're going to go real modest, keep your waistline tight, mm-hmm. basically lean out 5 of the next 7 days, mm-hmm. and then just have a little bit of carbs in exchange of your protein on like a Friday, on your Thursday, mm-hmm. and then that's basically going to be the model of some degree right there. Yep. So yeah, so it's just different.
Every prep is different.
Everyone's different, you know. So mm-hmm.
yep, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's very unique. You gotta really pay attention to your body after a show, though, especially if you're doing these show-to-show things like I am. Man, I'm just like, I'm on a roll, though. Call me butter. I'm on a roll with the show, so I'm probably going to do more after Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah. You're having a good time. You hasn't burnt out.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, you're having
fun. This is fun. And, oh, by the way, Wasatch was win number 23.
Woo! Win number 23.
Pro win number 23. So that's a lot more than I ever thought I could do. Wow. But yeah, it was so nice to kind of share that experience with you.
It was fun.
I love doing shows, and then it's like a good time, and we can all celebrate after. I celebrated with chicken and rice. Yes. You went out, but I celebrated with chicken and rice in the shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun show. That was a good show. That was fun.
Yes.
Pittsburgh's going to be a good time. We're going to have fun out there. There's a lot of people out there.
And I will add this as well, just kind of adding on to like, you got to listen to like judges' feedback and what they say. If I'm being honest, in my opinion, my physique looked better at Clash than it did at Wasatch. But Wasatch was the winning physique, right?
Yeah.
So like, you can't complain that much about it. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I had my way, I would be like a Wasatch type physique because I was more bubbly, and it just seemed like I was leaner, but it was more bubbly. So you always want to keep the bubble, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like I pop more when I'm a little bit leaner. So that's, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, there's always that. That's the thing, right? Even both our favorite physique, you didn't win, you know?
Yes,
the Tahoe show.
I was pretty lean.
I loved that look on you.
Me too.
But and then Bill said, you know, you're too tight.
Yep.
But I mean, that's still, you looked, even like your skin that day was, I mean, it was lighting.
That's glowing.
I think it was just because it was outdoors probably too. But it was like, even your skin looked crazy. Like everything looked crazy. Yeah. That this shine was nuts. Yeah. And I was, but then it wasn't the winning physique. And it was, you got second place with a perfect second place score too. It wasn't like, oh,
it wasn't
one
close,
person's,
yeah.
one person's opinion. I was like, how, man? You looked so, that was still our favorite look. So it's like, you can't just chase condition because you like it. You know, it's just one of those, the balancing act is so fine. Probably more with you than with like probably like 90% of the people out there, because they're so right there with your physique. Mm-hmm. You're like right here, and they have like this much margin, and you go right here, and they're like, oh, it's too soft, way too soft. You're like, what do you mean, way too soft?
Yeah.
Barely too soft.
Like, right.
So things like that. So it's like,
I think another thing to take into consideration too is like who you're competing against, and also like what's the lighting at that show, because I think that can make you look leaner or softer. But I think more so goes into like who you're competing with on that day. Like, are all these girls like tall, lanky, and lean, or are got some short, full girls, or softer or leaner? And you know, you just never know. So it's kind of like you got to go into a show just being like, you know what? I tried my best for this show. I can't control anything after that. You know, I can't control who shows up, how they show up, how it's going to be judged. All you can do is be like, okay, I'm confident I'm giving my best. Hayes in the barn. All I could do is done. Let's do it. So, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anything else we got for them on this one today?
Oh, the Wasatch.
No, well, on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much we could talk about. There's
I just
so
love this thing so much.
Yeah. It's you know what? You can tenderize meat with that.
You know, if you're complaining about how much food you're eating, I'll just smash it and it'll be bigger this way. It'll be skinnier.
There you go. Flatten it out.
Volume will look larger. Yeah.
You wanted to smash a donut with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to shoot a picture.
I didn't
picture.
Want to waste a donut.
Because you know what's crazy though? Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell this. I'll be the only one saying this, but okay, we'll have ideas. We'll do stupid stuff, and people are so sensitive. They're so overly sensitive. And if you're out there and you're listening and you're overly sensitive, then you need to stop. And I don't care to say that out loud. One time, it was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, we did this skit and they were using these donuts. And the donuts were old, just so we're clear.
Yes, they were thrown out. It was Hugo's.
They were Hugo's donuts. He didn't eat all of them.
Stale.
They were stale the next day. So Ashley goes,
I revived them.
Yeah, she's like, I got an idea. Let's say this is it. I want to make a skit. Say this is how I fight carbs, right? And so we use
fight
like
cravings.
Yeah, fight cravings. So we use these donuts, and like we had this one of our friends named Nadim. He used to shoot with us all the time, and he was shooting, and then I was like throwing the donuts like to Ashley, and we're having like the most fun with
them,
it. Yeah. We were having so much fun. So she was like, we're like throwing them. He's doing all these like close-ups or whatever, and she looks like she's like a ninja, right? We like ninja or Mortal Kombat music on or whatever, and she's like hitting the donuts, and then like I'm like rolling them down the street like the donut got defeated. Like it was just, we're having a ton of fun with it. And then she posts the video, and then all these people are like, you're wasting food.
There's people in Africa starving. Like, how dare you? Like, dude, people get triggered so easily. Like, how, you want me to overnight this to Africa? Like, and they're already stale? What do you want me to do? Yeah. Like, I'm actually the least wasteful person.
You're
you
very
low. I will repurpose food. I will take home your leftovers, freeze them for 6 months till I can have it.
You do that.
Like, I do. But no, I just, people get triggered way too easy. I am embarrassed how soft people are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But man, people are way too soft. Yeah. Way too soft. So sensitive.
Yeah.
So sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Well, how about this? Instead of the time you took to comment about how I'm a bad person for wasting a stale donut, why don't you go volunteer your time at a homeless shelter or something, feed them. And so, apparently you have time on your hands to criticize. So why don't you make more use of your time? Like, God.
People, yeah.
That, I think that's becoming one of my biggest pet peeves is overly sensitive people. Like, did you hear about the Demi Lovato situation?
No, I don't know this one.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so just, I'll summarize it real quick. So there's a frozen yogurt shop in LA called the Big Chill or something. She went on Instagram and like dissed this frozen yogurt for having sugar-free and gluten-free options. And she said she couldn't even buy the yogurt because she was so triggered, because when she walked in, she saw all this sugar-free, gluten-free, vegan, and she said it was toxic diet culture. And she like basically like it's a small business, right?
Yeah.
So she got all these people to write bad reviews, and like even they responded to her and they're like, hey, these are for like, you know, some people have celiac disease or some people are diabetic and have other health issues. We're not really promoting any diet. And she like doubled down and was like, well, you need to have your messaging better. You need to label this as for people with celiac. Like, I'm pretty sure people that have health conditions don't want to like have a special like, hey everybody, look, I'm diabetic or I have celiac. I'm sure they don't want that. It's ridiculous. It's just like an example of how people are way too sensitive, way too sensitive. And she got like clowned on social media because no one really took her side except for her like hardcore fans. But like everyone's like, dude, that's ridiculous. Stop picking fights for nothing. And like so sensitive, got that's triggered and like couldn't even buy her frozen. Is that so? She's also, I guess, had problems with alcohol in the past too. She can't go into a restaurant because they might be serving alcohol. She might get triggered too. Like, what? It's not even like a specific like yogurt shop for like dieting.
It's just they have sugar-free options.
Yeah,
they have Diet Coke at a restaurant.
Just like Frogwood and stuff. Like, you know, they have the sugar-free, they have the vegan. Like, dude.
That's messed up.
I hate her now. I'm sorry. She's like, here's the thing. She must think the world revolves around her, because other people are out there like maybe they want to lose weight because they have to, or they have to watch their blood sugar, or they have another health condition. Like, wow, the entitlement.
I just want to just take it, just not eat so bad when you want to go and have a snack.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to go out with my girlfriend, but and she doesn't care. Like if it's like, let's say it's like I'm going out with Anya or something and she's totally off season, she just wants to have her normal thing. Well, I want to go with her. So yeah, I want a sugar-free option.
Yeah.
I want to reduce the impact as much as I can if I'm not paying that big of a price for it, you know? Because if they didn't have that, I probably wouldn't eat it at all. I would just be there and watch her.
Right. You know?
And so like, yeah, at least that gives me that option. It's just, that's messed up.
She said it was triggering because she's had eating disorders in the past. So it's triggering to see sugar-free and like reduced calorie stuff. I'm like, dude, stop making excuses.
She doesn't want to go in our world. Every supplement store, everything.
Like, any store will have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any store will have like a diet option, almost any store or something. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
And then she was like complaining and she's like, and you sell Lenny and Larry's cookies. Those are so diet culture and those are bad. Like Lenny and Larry is not diet. It's just a cookie with protein. Like chill.
Yeah.
I just can't stand people who feel like the world revolves around them.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. And I can't stand soft people. And I hate the word triggered. What? Stop getting triggered over everything. Like, dude, like, I'm pissed.
I like it, this rant. I like this rant. But the plan was they had donuts backstage. And this is where it started.
Oh, I didn't know.
They had donuts backstage, and we're with the promoter, and I was like, oh, we should do this. Like you have a donut. Like you pretend you're getting a donut, and then I'll walk in the video, and I'll smash it with this hammer out of your hand. Like we'll do it slow, but we'll speed it up on the camera so it'll look like I'm really smashing it. And then we're like, oh no, because we're gonna get like 100 hate comments, and it's gonna be a stupid thing, like because we wasted a donut. Like it's.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. So that's how. But then we started talking backstage. We were so mad that people would get mad.
I know. Like, we took a picture, but we didn't touch the
donut. Yeah, we didn't touch it.
No donuts were harmed.
No donuts were harmed. Yeah.
Save the donuts.
The people.
Because that's a pressing issue these days.
I'm sure they threw away.
Donuts being wasted.
I'm sure they still wasted 50 of them from backstage because like not everyone ate them. But we fed the birds with those one donuts, stale ones. So we did good. We did good on that. So... Anyway, that was fun. That was a fun rant. One of these days we'll go out. I think it's the thing is though, like most of the people who are, this is what I found in our industry. Most of the people who are competitors are go-getters. Like almost everyone in the industry that I've talked to has never been like the, oh, give me like super.
Or, oh, feel sorry for me.
Yeah,
or,
feel sorry. I'm a victim.
And, for me because I have an issue.
They're just
even though it inconveniences everyone else.
Yeah, it's just like go-getters. You know,
yes,
go-getters.
I agree.
Yeah, and they're just, because they're worried about self-improvement, you know? Yeah. And that's the type of people that are go-getters. They own businesses. They are successful in life. They're not like looking for handouts. They're just like, no, give me the opportunity. I'll go do it myself. That's what I want. And that's like our industry, which is, I'm really lucky and glad that that's our industry because like, it's like almost everyone. Everyone's like that. So, it's just funny how like you could see one person really ruined. Like even backstage at the show, it was 35 degrees outside.
Oh yeah.
And then this cop comes up to me and he's like,
it was a hotel person, but
was it?
Yeah.
It was he had a security guard, I guess.
Yeah.
There was some people monitoring it too that were like health people, or whatever. So, but he came up and he's like, oh, do you mind if we open this door? And I was like, yeah, we mind. These girls are in bikinis. I'm like, they're basically in underwear. It's like sparkly underwear, you know? And it's 35 degrees outside, and these are French double doors. And all the girls are looking at me. They're like, why is he opening the door? He's like, well, there's one girl saying that the fumes are like getting in her eyes. And there's like 70 people backstage. All the men's physique guys, all the women are down there, back there. The coaches are back there. And there's these huge double doors.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there's one. I'm like, we don't ruin 70 people's time for one girl.
The girl with the irritated eyes can go outside.
Yeah.
How about that? Like, yeah. Why inconvenience everyone else for you?
Yeah,
you're so
special. So then I was like, he's like, well, so he opened them and then I just closed them and I was like, yeah bye.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Yeah, I hate
it's 35 degrees outside. He opens the doors backstage. I'm like, all the girls are like, thank you. And I'm like, this girl can go in the hallway. It's bothering her that much.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not even any real sprays that were like so everywhere. It was like a little bit of oil.
Who knows if we can't prove she actually,
hairspray,
you know, who knows? But like... You know, it's just ridiculous. But I do find that most, just like you said, we're very ambitious and we don't blame people in this industry. We don't make excuses. And, you know, it's just different type of people, different breed here
different breed.
In this industry, which I'm very thankful for because you know what?
I couldn't do it if it was someone
else. I watch a lot of like YouTube channels, right? So I watch like beauty YouTube and skincare and all that, right? So I kind of, I'm a little bit invested in like that aspect of YouTube. And let me tell you something, man, they're much softer in other industries. Yeah. Can I tell you something? And for example, like in the beauty YouTube space, this is sticking out in my mind particularly, and it's just one of many things that are like this. I know that one beauty YouTuber would just happen to mention in like one of her like videos, she's like, yeah, I bought a Peloton bike and I'm gonna start to, you know, get into shape, get healthy, and I'll start my diet, you know, next week, nothing crazy. And then apparently people got triggered because she said that she was going to start this healthier life. People, like her fans. And then she had to issue an apology in the following video. I'm sorry that I didn't put a trigger warning that I was telling you guys that I'm gonna, you know, start a diet next week. And she like legit apologized. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
We need to put a trigger warning for somebody saying that they're gonna start a diet or start working out. Is this a joke? And that's all she said. She didn't say anything like, I hate myself or I'm gonna do anything crazy. She just said she's basically going on a diet.
Crazy.
Trigger warning. I hate that too. No. If you're afraid of what you see, don't turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Don't turn on the internet. Just live in a bubble in a room with just white walls. You'll be fine.
That's I didn't know that it was that extreme at
this
point.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's just one of many examples. Yeah. I'm just telling you one off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'll never conform.
They're like that.
I'll never conform. I'm like, I post whatever I want. I talk about like fat activism people, and I'm like, you know, I tell everyone, I got into this game 20 years ago. I picked a fight with fat. You know, actually, I'm at 20. I started in nutrition and a supplement 16, so it's like 23 years. I picked a fight with fat. That was my fight I chose. And I say I'm losing, you know? And so the one thing that I'm really losing at in terms of like the fight with fat is this, like, is the people who are normalizing obesity and like making it like a thing. And that's a whole episode we're going to do one day. But it's a dangerous thing to like frown upon someone who is trying to make their life healthier and better. You know, like that girl, she might live 10 years longer because she took those actions now, you know, and like that should be applauded and congratulated, not shamed and, you know, thrown under a rug.
Oh, you didn't put a trigger warning on.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Do we need to put a trigger warning in front of every podcast episode now?
I won't.
Is it ever going to get to that? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad you get to see this side of Ashley too, because it's important. I think it's important because it keeps you real. And I think everyone out there, besides one person who we don't want to talk to, be listening to us anyway, is going to be like on your side. You know what I mean?
Because I know you guys. I know you guys are like me, right? You guys aren't going to take no BS and blame other people and make excuses for yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
We're the go-getters. So
the go-getters.
Congrats for being strong-minded and not weak.
And not conforming. Yeah. And so, doing what's right, what makes common sense. So, but I think that's a perfect example. Being a go-getter, all the people at the top, they're all go-getters. No one's like, oh, give me an award, I deserve it. Like, and just like, no, I'm gonna earn it in the gym. I'm gonna work my ass off. I'm gonna come in lean. And, you know, and if you say I'm not good enough, then it's fine. I'll go be better next time. And like, that's the attitude. And it's the people, those are the people who win and get to your level are that same attitude. And it portrays to all of life too, you know? It portrays to how you do your work and how successful you are in life because you're going to get it. You're not just complaining and, you know, that type of thing. So anyway. That was a funny turn, eh?
From, are you Canadian now?
From smashing donuts. Yeah. I grew up playing hockey, so I say A sometimes. But I did start a lot more when I was joking around a lot years back with like my Canadian athletes that I was working with. I would say A, and then I just stuck. And I listen to Jordan Peterson a lot. He says A a lot too. And he's one of my heroes. So anyway, I guess, is that it?
I love the little tangent.
That was fun.
We took. Oh no, Adam, are you dying?
No, I've had a cough for 5 weeks now.
This is five music weeks to people's ears. They're like, wow, I love this
raspy sound.
This is the voice of an angel right now.
This is me trying to be sexier. It's like raspy. See, it doesn't work.
Jazz,
it doesn't work for me either.
Or something.
It doesn't work for me either. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to our educational and rant. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.